Hello, this is Venus, and this is another Sunday night jam session. So, tonight, what I wanted to do was, since I always talk about how much I love the guitar, I wanted to do a bit of a history lesson on it, because I just got one this week. I'm very happy that my friend David gave it to me, and I'd like to be able to just share this kind of guitar experience with people, and hopefully they feel me on it. So, the lineup for tonight is going to be in the realm of instruments, not necessarily the artist, but that's kind of important, too. I'm going to be playing an oud, a lute, a classical guitar, a Chinese guitar, and then there's like a surprise at the end because it's going to be an electric guitar, but it's an awesome song. So yeah, let's start. So the first instrument of the night is called an oud. It's the very, very first guitar-like instrument that has appeared in history that we know about. It's from about 5,000 years ago, and the first one that was recorded pictorially was recorded in Mesopotamia, which is modern-day Iraq, and it's a picture of a woman who's playing this instrument right-handed, and it's got four strings, and I think that's the earliest record that they have of this instrument. Anyway, it's a very, very classic Arab music instrument. I really love how it sounds. It's usually played by itself, but sometimes you can have like a four or five piece band, and it goes with all classical Arab music. So the song that I'm going to be playing is by Farid al-Atrash, and it is 8 minutes, but the first half of the song is just the oud, and it is the foundation of all guitar music in history. So let's start. Thank you. So the next instrument is the lute, and the name alone lets you know that it came from the oud. When the Moors went up into Rome and went into Europe, they brought this instrument with them, and most people couldn't say al-aoud correctly because there's no ayn letter in anybody else's language except for in Arabic. And so when they brought it up, they meshed the whole al-aoud into one word and it became alud, alut, alut, and shortly just lute. And so this was a really popular instrument in Northern Europe, especially Scandinavia and in Ireland and the colder places. It quickly became one of the most important instruments of the Renaissance era. And what was most interesting is the lute ended up being the foundation for all the violins, all of the string instruments, in fact, all plucked and strung instruments came from the lute. And this also went into China, which I'll get into next, but this by far was the most important part of the Renaissance, was the lute. So let's just play the next song. It is Eden Karamazov, Forlorn Hope Fancy from Songs from the Labyrinth. So the next instrument is the sanxian, which is a Chinese lute-like instrument. It has three strings, and the Chinese already had an aoud. So when they were playing this type of lute, they were actually playing it in the aoud style, which is why you get such a very, very similar sound. And this is very intrinsic to Chinese folk music, so they play this and the flute a lot. So I'd like you to listen to some of the similarities between the aoud, the lute, and the Chinese sanxian. And the song that I'm playing is called Flowering Water from High Mountain, and it's by Cheng Yu. So around the 16th century in Spain, a six-stringed lute started to appear, which it had a different shape and it had a different amount of holes and things like that, and it ended up being la guitarra, which is the guitar. And so this became the beginning of the classical guitar, which then just like spread all over Europe after that happened, because first it was just a flamenco guitar, which is a very small version, which was kind of like a ukulele. But after it got into the UK area and sort of merged more with the lute music from Scandinavia, it definitely established itself as the guitar, and it was the most popular string instrument to play from the 16th century on, even up until now. Nobody was really playing the harp or the violin or things like that. It was still very, very popular and very much part of the Renaissance, but at this point, it was a lot easier to carry around, and it was a lot easier to learn how to play. So even today, we still have the classical guitar, and people still play it, and it's an amazing instrument. It's by far my favorite. So the next song that I'm going to play is a classical guitar, and it's a Mozart song called Greensleeves. I don't know who plays this guitar song, actually, so I can just tell you it's Greensleeves by Mozart.
Thank you.
And lastly, I have a very soft spot for the electric guitar, but I do want people to remember that it wasn't always about just super rock and roll. It was definitely where the blues started, and I love the blues electric guitar. It sings in a very, very certain way that I just love. So the last song that I'm going to play, I think, pretty much speaks for itself and speaks for what I'm trying to say. It's called "The Thrill Is Gone" by B.B. King, and I know everybody knows this song, but I think it was thoroughly appropriate to come from a history of 5,000 years ago, bring it all the way up to now, and just be totally amazed by where we've come with this instrument. So do enjoy "The Thrill Is Gone," B.B. King. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's musical lesson. I definitely had a lot of fun looking it up and bringing all of this to you. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next week, this is Venus, definitely keeping music accessible and free to everybody who really wants to hear and learn about it. So, until next week, this is Venus, keeping music free, and I'm signing off.